Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Adult Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers Heal Childhood Emotional Neglect. Silence Your Inner Critic and Feel Confident by Claire Brown is a self-help guide for women examining the long-term effects of being raised by a narcissistic mother. The book is positioned in the recovery and emotional well-being category, with emphasis on childhood emotional neglect, self-criticism, relational boundaries, and rebuilding confidence. Rather than treating narcissistic parenting only as a family conflict, it frames the experience as a developmental influence that can shape adult identity, emotional regulation, and relationship patterns. Its purpose is practical as well as explanatory. Readers are guided to recognize harmful maternal behaviors, understand how those behaviors may have affected their inner life, and apply strategies for healthier self-perception and interpersonal limits. Based on available descriptions and reader responses, Brown uses accessible language, a compassionate tone, and psychology-informed concepts to make a complex subject understandable for readers seeking structured recovery rather than purely theoretical discussion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how narcissistic maternal behavior can shape adult self-perception. A central topic of the book is the connection between narcissistic maternal behavior and the adult daughter's sense of self. The book appears to explain that a narcissistic mother may prioritize control, image, validation, or emotional dominance over the emotional needs of the child. For a daughter, this can create confusion about whether her feelings are legitimate, whether her needs are excessive, and whether approval must be earned through compliance. The importance of this topic is that it shifts the focus away from blaming adult insecurity on personal weakness. Instead, it situates low confidence, self-doubt, and emotional hypervigilance within a relational history. Brown seems to make this material accessible by describing how early interactions can become internal beliefs. If a child repeatedly receives criticism, dismissal, or conditional affection, she may later evaluate herself through the same harsh lens. This framing helps readers identify patterns that may otherwise feel private or irrational. The book therefore uses narcissistic mothering not as a label alone, but as an explanatory framework for understanding why adult emotional responses can persist long after childhood. Secondly, childhood emotional neglect as an invisible but lasting injury. The book gives particular attention to childhood emotional neglect, which is important because neglect can be harder to recognize than direct verbal or physical mistreatment. Emotional neglect often involves what was missing: attunement, protection, validation, curiosity, and dependable comfort. A daughter may have had food, housing, and outward family stability while still lacking the emotional responsiveness needed for secure development. Brown appears to treat this absence as consequential rather than minor. The reasoning is that children build emotional language and self-worth through repeated experiences of being noticed and understood. When a narcissistic mother is emotionally unavailable or primarily concerned with her own needs, the child may learn to suppress distress, minimize personal preferences, or become skilled at monitoring the parent. In adulthood, this can appear as difficulty asking for support, uncertainty about boundaries, or shame around ordinary needs. By naming emotional neglect clearly, the book helps readers differentiate between visible family functioning and emotional safety. This distinction is useful because many adult daughters struggle to justify their pain when there was no obvious single traumatic event. Thirdly, silencing the inner critic by challenging inherited self-judgment. Another major theme is the inner critic, presented as a learned pattern rather than an unavoidable personality trait. For adult daughters of narcissistic mothers, self-criticism may echo years of correction, comparison, dismissal, or emotional invalidation. The book appears to argue that this internal voice can be addressed through awareness and deliberate cognitive change. The value of this approach is that it separates the reader from the critical thoughts that may have become automatic. Instead of accepting thoughts such as being too sensitive, not good enough, or responsible for others' emotions, the reader is encouraged to examine where such beliefs came from and whether they remain accurate. This is a practical mechanism of healing because self-criticism can undermine boundary setting, confidence, and relationship choices. If the inner critic is left unexamined, it may continue the work of the original harmful relationship even when the mother is absent. Brown positions self-compassion and thought reframing as ways to interrupt that cycle. The emphasis is not on forced positivity, but on replacing inherited self-judgment with more realistic self-assessment. Boundary setting as a practical response to toxic relational patterns. The book includes boundary setting as a key recovery tool, which is especially relevant for readers raised in families where emotional limits were ignored or punished, in relationships shaped by narcissistic dynamics. The child may have been expected to manage the mother's feelings, protect the family image, or surrender personal preferences to avoid conflict. As an adult, this can translate into guilt when saying no, fear of disappointing others, or repeated involvement in unequal relationships. Brown appears to treat boundaries not as aggression or rejection, but as a structure for emotional safety. This distinction matters because many adult daughters have been taught to see self-protection as selfish. The practical reasoning is straightforward without boundaries. New relationships may recreate old patterns of manipulation, over-responsibility, or emotional depletion. Boundaries also help readers test whether a relationship can tolerate honesty and mutual respect. The book likely emphasizes both internal boundaries, such as recognizing personal feelings, and external boundaries, such as limiting harmful conversations or refusing unreasonable demands. This makes recovery behavioral, not only reflective. Lastly, reconnecting with an authentic self after years of adaptation. A further topic is the process of reconnecting with an authentic self. In the context of narcissistic mothering, authenticity can be disrupted because the daughter learns to adapt to the parent emotional climate. She may become agreeable, high-achieving, conflict-avoidant, or excessively responsible because these strategies once helped preserve connection or reduce criticism. Brown appears to frame healing as more than reducing distress. It also involves rediscovering preferences, values, emotional signals, and personal worth. This is an important dimension because confidence cannot be built only by rejecting negative messages. Readers also need a positive basis for identity that is not organized around appeasing others. The book connects this work to emotional resilience and healthier relationships. When a person can identify what she feels and values, she is better able to choose relationships that support mutual respect rather than reenact familiar imbalance. The focus on authenticity also gives the book a constructive endpoint. Healing is not limited to understanding the past or naming abuse. It includes developing a more stable internal reference point for future decisions. In conclusion, this book is most relevant for adult women who suspect that a narcissistic or emotionally neglectful mother shaped their confidence, emotional habits, and relationship patterns. It may also be useful for readers who already recognize the family dynamic but need plain language for understanding its consequences and practical direction for recovery. The main benefits are psychological clarity, a framework for identifying inherited self-criticism, and concrete attention to boundaries, self-compassion, and emotional resilience. Intellectually, the book helps distinguish narcissistic maternal behavior from ordinary family imperfection, while also emphasizing that emotional neglect can leave durable effects even when childhood looked acceptable from the outside. Practically, it gives readers a recovery lens centered on self-worth rather than continued analysis of the parent alone, compared with broader books on narcissism or general trauma recovery. Its differentiating strength is its narrow focus on adult daughters and the specific combination of childhood emotional neglect, inner criticism, confidence, and boundary repair. It does not appear to be positioned as a clinical manual or memoir, but as an accessible, psychology-informed guide for readers who want recognition and actionable steps. That specificity makes it stand out in a crowded self-help category, where many books discuss narcissism generally without focusing closely on the daughter-mother relationship. If you would like to support Claire Brown, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.